Hello, and welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley-Tomaszewski, and I am the Executive Director for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells' mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River valleys, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen, and to advance the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. We work to support local nonprofits through funding and now with the United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista project. To learn more about this project or United Way Battlement to the Bells, call 970-625-8189 or visit our website at unitedwaybb.org. Today, I have Nicole Westfall and Kathleen Norman joining me. Nicole is serving as an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer with Garco Design Works, and Kathleen Norman is the new executive director for Garco Design Works. Welcome, and thank you for being here with me today.
Thanks, Tracy.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Hi, Kathleen. Thank you both for coming. They're very brave to be here with me, as I'm only a resident or a part-time occasional DJ here at KDNK. So thanks for showing up.
Of course. And you have me fooled.
So can you guys tell me a little bit more about the history of Garco Design Works?
Yeah. So Garco Design Works is a partnership between Garfield County and Colorado Mountain College. And it began in 2012 as Garco Sewing Works. And the program was created to help TANF participants, which TANF stands for Temporary Assistant for Needy Families, to help them create a more sustainable life for themselves and their families. We help individuals get training for future careers, as well as helping them with self-confidence, because a lot of them have dealt with a lot of trauma.
Okay. So, TANF. You've told me what it means, but tell me a little bit more about that side of your organization.
So TANF, the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, is a federal program that is then administered by the states. And so the Department of Human Services for Garfield County handles the actual program and requirements. So when people are struggling to qualify for TANF, you have to have less than $75,000 in income. There must be a minor, so someone under 18 in the home. There's one other requirement that I'm blanking on. But essentially, when people are really struggling to make ends meet, and to be self-sustaining, both at the present moment and moving forward, there's several variations, but one of the most basic is cash assistance as part of the TANF program.
Okay.
So they'll receive immediate cash assistance to help cover kind of the immediate expenses. Often that's housing, food, transportation, childcare. The goal of the program, though, is to help them move towards a more sustainable future. TANF is a temporary thing. There are limits. In Colorado, they're limited to 60 months
okay.
in a lifetime to ever be on TANF.
Wow.
So our program, part of what's nice about Garco Design Works and its connection with the college is looking at what are some sustainable or good career pathway options that they might be able to look at. So we offer a number of certificate programs as well as our degrees. And so people can look at welding, nurse assisting, there's phlebotomy, things that require some additional training beyond, say, high school, but aren't a full investment into a degree.
Okay.
So with Garco Design Works, when people are on TANF, they have certain education and work requirements to remain eligible. It kind of varies on the individual, but generally they have to meet 28 hours a week of work requirements or education requirements. And so GARCO Design Works offers kind of that work experience for them to get their hours to maintain their TANF benefits as they work towards stabilizing. So sometimes during that time, they're still trying to line up childcare, transportation, where they can't actually be employed because they don't have enough stability in their lives.
Okay. Wow. I did not know of those details. That's a lot. So I would expect, because your program is TANF subsidized, you have a very specific service area?
So with GARCO Design Works, the clients that we serve or the participants in our program are limited to Garfield County.
Okay.
The majority of our current funding comes through a governmental agreement with the Department of Human Services. And so when you have TANF money, there's very strict federal guidelines to how those funds can be used. And so at this time, we're really just serving TANF clients, though I know we're trying to explore ways in the future of broadening both our funding source and who we can serve.
Very cool. And so let's say I was a TANF eligible client. What would it look like for me to come into GARCO Design Works?
Yeah. So if you have, so the first process would be you'd have to be accepted by DHS and assigned, be accepted into the TANF program, and then your caseworker would assign you to our program.
I see.
So there's certain requirements in terms of where you can get those education or work hours. So once you would be assigned to GARCO Design Works to receive kind of that training, there's kind of an initial orientation to the space, and we start showing you the process of how we make our product, and you start with some of the basics of more of the cutting, supply gathering, and then we move on to training how to use each of the different machines.
Okay. And what are your products?
So primarily we make bags out of repurposed material. We gather this material. It's called sterile wrap. We gather it from 4 local hospitals, so we're saving it from our landfills. It is made out of recycled plastic bottles, and they use it in the hospitals to wrap their instruments before they go into the autoclave. They never touch the instruments. It just wraps the cardboard box in case it explodes.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we gather it from there, and then our clients take it home, and that way they can work on it, and they pull off tape. It has to be processed that way before we can actually make the bags.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so what does a typical process for a bag go through?
Okay, yeah. So once we receive the sterile wrap from the hospitals, it comes in large bags and is kind of crumpled. So as Nicole had mentioned, we have to remove some tape and different adhesives from it. Once that's done, then it's laid out and we can stack it to be able to cut our bag pattern from it.
Okay.
Once they're cut into the bag shape, the edges get serged, which is kind of an overlocking stitch.
Okay.
That, because it's kind of a two-layer thick bag, is actually what we have. It's a one side's blue and one side's white, typically, on uh-huh. the sterile wrap we receive. Once it gets serged, then we're able to we often create pockets for the bags, and that's how we're able to do advertising. We do sublimation printing on a 100% synthetic cloth. Because the sterile wrap's made from plastic water bottles and it's essentially plastic,
mm-hmm.
you can't apply any heat to it. So, like, screen printing requires
sure.
heat, vinyl requires heat. A lot of processes require heat, even the sublimation, which is why we do that on a separate fabric. And so then the pockets are made. They have a rolled hem edge on them, and then they get sewn down onto the bags that have been serged. Then we close the sides, do the bottoms, attach the handles, and roll the top for a hem.
Wow.
So there's several steps in it.
Yeah,
I haven't quite mapped that all out yet. but we use several different machines. There's the serger or sewing machine or overlock machine that gets used. We do straight stitching. We tend to use more of a home serger to do the rolled hem, and then we use a bar tack to reinforce the straps that get added.
Okay.
So when people are in the program, they have the opportunity to kind of certify on the different machines. So not everyone certifies on all machines because not everyone likes working on all machines.
Sure.
But we log how many hours they accrue on each machine, and so they can kind of earn mini certificates after completing 60 hours per machine.
And let's say you earn these certificates. What would you use them for? What could you go out and do in the community with those certificates?
So the certificates are more about marking progress in the program.
Okay.
And kind of showing proficiency. It would help with if they were seeking a job somewhere else to show that they have experience and it's quantified, but it's not necessarily like a full-on certificate equivalent to like a nursing assistant certificate,
right,
or thing like that. Though we have had different talks about creating a type of certificate that would be focused more on the doing either industrial sewing with like a fashion design thing where it gets more involved with maybe some of the pattern making.
Very
but that'd
cool.
be a little more advanced. So there are talks of that. But these are more to kind of track progress, which helps both the TANF case managers know what's happening
sure.
when they're at our facility.
Yeah, well, I think that's really cool that you guys are thinking about expanding into more of the industrial design piece as well. I think that that just offers more opportunities to folks. How do people learn more about Garfield Design Works, Garfield County Design Works?
Well, there are many ways in which case you can do that. You can talk to me. It's Nicole Westfall. Or you can actually go to our website. It's garcodesignworks.com. You can find us on social media. So that's Pinterest, Facebook, and Instagram, all as Garco Design Works. And if you go to the website, we have a prompt where you can sign up for our monthly newsletter, where we highlight former students' stories so that you understand who's coming through and how the program has helped them and how they're continuously growing.
And that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I have to brag on Nicole because she is one of our United Way AmeriCorps Vista volunteers. And she's, you're 10 months in at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's nearing the completion of her year of service. And this website that you have redesigned is just marvelous. I'm so, so proud of you and so impressed.
Thank you.
I encourage you all to check it out, garcodesignworks.com. And that's lovely Nicole who has made that possible. And the newsletter is fun and quirky and definitely something that I can tell you've put your personal touch on as well.
Yeah, I want it to be joyous. It's a space that brings a lot of joy into people's lives, and so I want it to reflect that.
It really is a special space. Yeah. I've actually, of all of the subsites that we have with AmeriCorps Vista through the United Way project, it's one of the only that I have really felt a huge connection to. And I've brought my husband there just so that he can see what you guys are doing. I just think it's really, like you said, a happy space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lots of natural light.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Well, and people are growing. I think that's what's unique. It's actually really, it's not direct service, the work that you're doing, but it's directly impacting people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really special.
It is. Yeah. It's incredible to be able to see that firsthand.
Yeah. So you guys have, I would imagine, some challenges in terms of how you find funding and how you meet the requirements for all of these clients that come in. So what are some of your larger challenges?
I love how you just look at me, Nicole. That is a good and a tough question.
Fair enough.
I would say that I think one of the challenges that doesn't just affect our program, but programming in general, is how do you stay relevant and continue to meet the needs as things evolve? So I know, like, things really got going in 2012. Mm-hmm. And so we had a lot more clients, I know, in the beginning, or people kind of utilizing services. And so we still are reaching people, but I think we're trying to figure out how can we, is what we're doing meeting the needs still, and how can we continue to meet the need and what needs to happen to do that.
Right.
So I think it's like, how do you continue to stay relevant?
And how do you evolve?
Right.
And that's something that, I mean, every nonprofit has to kind of strategically plan around, right?
Right. Because there's so much time for that.
Right, right. No. Well, I mean, you know, that's exactly what happened with United Way as well. I mean, we really kind of turned a page from being just a funder to actually having a project of our own with the AmeriCorvista Project. And, you know, it's a different kind of funding for our partner nonprofits, but I feel like it's hugely valuable to the community. And I know that it's my favorite part of my job. Yeah. So what are ways that people can support GARCO Design Works?
So probably the quickest and easiest is to follow us on social media. Like Nicole had mentioned, we're on Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook. Subscribe to our newsletter. We always appreciate financial support. We do accept donations and grant. That currently is only a small part of our funding. Mm-hmm. But we'd love to look at growing that
sure.
to help move us towards more sustainability and expanding outreach and what we're able to do.
When I think about bags I see around the community, mm-hmm. especially bags that are given out at events. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've seen some of these bags mm-hmm. that y'all have made. Can you tell us some of the projects that you've been a part of and places that your bags have gone to?
Yeah, of course. So we have a contract with Aspen, so a lot of them go to Aspen, and that's with the... It's the Historical Society?
I think it's with the city is the main contract we have is with the city of Aspen. Mm-hmm. We've done projects for the Historical Society in Aspen. Their farmers market as well. Yeah. Aspen's been a big support mm-hmm. to us. We also currently have a agreement with Grand Junction Recycling.
I saw one the other day, and I wanted to, like, I started to pull off the side of the road to take a picture of it. And I was like, no, that's probably a little strange if I just knock on their door.
But it
was amazing.
Far.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I know where that came from.
And we've done smaller projects here and there for different organizations. Mm-hmm. One kind of fun and different project is we just were able to produce about 350 bags out of old X Game banners for the Aspen X Games that then they used as swag bags for the athletes.
I was going to say, I thought I saw that. Yeah.
And we've also we frequently turn banners into bags for Alpine Bank. We've done it for CMC.
You've done it for United Way.
We have, okay.
Yeah, we used to have the big banners over Highway 82 and Grand Avenue and Glenwood Springs, and we would have you guys turn those into bags for us. Very durable, very cool bags.
No. So we get to work on some fun projects, and we've done smaller projects here and there. We did some for an art museum.
Yeah, it was Riverside Art Museum in California.
Very cool. Mm-hmm.
So we made some that were banners, mm-hmm. That were old paintings on banners. So they're really intricate and interesting. But then also we made bags out of the drop cloths that artists painted.
Oh, cool.
With.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very cool. So as we kind of close out here, what are some things that you want us to know about Design Works and what's coming in the future? What to look forward to? So much, I know.
I know. So one thing would be, if you were familiar with GARCO Sewing Works, it had been located on East Street in Rifle, and now just last year we moved to 131 West 3rd Street.
Uh-huh.
So we have a relatively new location, so feel free to stop by. We have a really unique program, and I think right now we're looking at how to move it forward in the best way possible. I think Nicole really kind of hit on how kind of the atmosphere of the place earlier. And I think one of the quotes that I found that I think really encapsulates what we do is from Maya Angelou, and it's, "My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and style." And I think that really kind of encapsulates what is happening at our program. We're working with people in very challenging and difficult situations, and they're just surviving, mm-hmm. and it's tough. And we're a place that helps empower them to be at a point where they can thrive.
I know. This is probably deeply personal to you, Nicole, but when you first started at Garco Design Works, I remember hearing stories about how happy you were that almost on a daily basis you were brought to tears because you just loved what you were doing so much.
Yeah. Stop. You're going to make me cry now.
But that kind of passion is so amazing, and I'm just thrilled to have the opportunity to talk to you guys about the work you're doing, and I'm just really proud to be partnering with you all.
No, we're thrilled to have Nicole here currently. She's been a rock star. I don't think you could ask for a better VISTA. And we're excited with our partnership with United Way in general and how things will go moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Nicole, you're finishing up.
I am. So, I was about to say, but I will be finishing soon. And so
quickly, just tell us, where is AmeriCorps VISTA leaving you off? What's your next jumping off point?
Well, so I actually come from a fine art background, and this was incredible because I did a lot of things that I would have never even imagined that I would be able to do. This experience has given me crazy confidence that I never thought that I would ever have. And also now I have this amazing group of people that I've met who have passion that is outside of themselves, and I could never ask for anything more than that. And I'm sobbing now. but I am possibly going to grad school.
Yeah.
So that should be an interesting step.
It's fun to watch our AmeriCorps VISTAs evolve. Each one has a different track, I think, and yours was so unique. You had been working and living and surviving as an artist in North Carolina, correct?
Wrong. Close. West Virginia.
I knew it.
They're similar. They're actually weirdly similar. But yeah, I was. And I just wanted to try something new and give back in on a day-to-day basis rather than just buy these big ideas of what art can mean.
Right.
I wanted to actually be hands-on. And
And you're one of your preferred modalities of art is murals.
Yeah.
Large public murals.
It's true, yeah.
And I love this because Nicole shared with me that she likes doing outdoor art on a large scale because it draws people's attention and she gets to talk to and meet new people. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's such a wonderful way to see your art as a public offering rather than just a private painting in someone's home.
Right. I want that interaction. And also, I don't like the fact that some things are seen as a luxury that not everyone deserves to have. And so, I'm painting a mural at Garco of that quote that Kathleen has shared.
Yay!
So if you follow us on social media, then you can see it.
That's right. Garfield. GarcoDesignWorks.com.
Mm-hmm.
You're on Facebook, Pinterest.
And Instagram. Yep. We'll keep you updated.
Yeah. And check out United Way, UnitedWayBB.org. And thank you guys both for being here with me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.